he started drinking more, and he started being emotionally abusive, verbally abusive, and physically abusive as well. The first time I was around 7 months pregnant, and he started like saying bad things and saying swear words and calling me with bad names, and he pushed me away in a way that I hurt myself in the, on a corner of our bed at my elbow and my belly, and I had some bleeding coming out of me, and I thought at that time that I had lost our son. Fortunately, I didn't. And then the second time, every time that he drank and I tried to talk to him, to try to explain to him, look, you need to stop doing this. You have a son together. You have to be mature. You have to be responsible. And then he was just, he used to just grab my arms very aggressively and just saying bad things to me, like looking at me with his face very red and his eyes. It's just horrible.
This is a Brazilian woman who is still suffering domestic violence in a partner visa relationship. Katie Green, solicitor at Marrickville Legal Center, explains the problem and talks about solutions.
Domestic violence, I think the definition of that is broadening, and necessarily so. So our traditional understanding of domestic violence was really restricted to physical and sexual violence, but both the legal and social definition of that is changing as public awareness grows. So it now includes things like restrictions on movement, restrictions on finances, partners not allowing people to socialise with certain people or forcing them to socialise with people that they don't wish to. Generally, it includes people feeling unsafe, people not being allowed to leave the home, not being allowed to work where they want to work. It's a restriction on someone's safety and a restriction on someone's liberty. It also is where a person's emotional safety is threatened, where they feel manipulated, where they feel abused. It is a broad definition because domestic and family violence takes a variety of shapes and it has a different impact upon different women and families.
And women in partner visas specifically, how do they deal with that, or what is the extra threat?
I think for migrants, there are so many barriers to accessing support and assistance, because people that come, whether it's on a partner visa or a work visa or a student visa, they are thinking about what ties them to that visa and what their migration responsibility is. If they're in breach of that visa, they're afraid that they're going to be sent back. So the issue in family violence is women and families and young people in that situation are much less likely to speak up where they're feeling vulnerable or where they're being exposed to abuse. And that's the first reason they don't speak up. The second reason that they don't speak up is because they don't know the community. They don't know what services are available. Where they come from, they might not have a good relationship with the police or might not think that they're eligible for police and court assistance because of the very fact that they're on a migrant visa. So a lot of people are afraid to even seek support and assistance because of that fear of authority. And also when they're in an abusive situation, control is a huge part of that. So the abuser is probably also compounding that fear and that lack of information and preventing people from seeking help. And of course, a very obvious problem, but a very real one for a lot of migrants, is that we are largely a monolingual community. So if English is your second language or you don't speak much English, it's extremely hard to access services. Even calling a helpline, often you are confronted with a voicemail message that you don't know how to get past.
And where to look for help?
Look, it's an excellent question under that circumstances. I am a big fan of 1-800-RESPECT, which is the National DV hotline, and they do have some ways of assisting women that do have those language barriers that I've mentioned, and they're an excellent referral and service point to begin finding ways of assistance. Women that are in immediate risk of harm or have recently been assaulted or abused should seek help from the police. That's really the first point of contact, especially if there's a risk of imminent violence. That's what the police are there for. And the police are increasingly being better educated and better resourced to help women and families that need to have an apprehended violence order laid for the protection of victims. Of course, people should come and seek assistance from community legal centres. Women's Legal Service as well do a lot of work in the field of domestic family and violence and also victims of abuse. And community legal centres are an excellent place to start to look for extra assistance. Also, in a lot of the local courts and on the days that domestic violence applications are heard, there are Women's Legal Services and Domestic Violence Support Legal Services that are there specifically to assist women, families, children who are trying to deal with the violence that's existing in their household and get the appropriate orders made to assist them.
How does it work when the mother is a migrant and the father is Australian? If they lose their visa status, do the children have to go?
How family law should work and how the family courts should work is that judges should be able to look at a situation and place the children in the environment where they are the most safe. So in the case of migrant women who are victims of family violence, as much as those women might be frightened to seek assistance and also to approach the family courts for fear that they don't have a stable visa, they don't have a stable job, the way that family law should look at that situation is that that woman is actually the safest place for that young person or child to live. So that's how that should work. But of course, there's so many barriers to women in that situation getting to the family court in the first place.
So what should they do first when they are in a situation like that or they realize that they are suffering domestic violence?
A lot of the women that we see here through our family law clinic are in the process of deciding how they should approach that. So some have decided that it's time to leave, but don't know how. So some women might seek police assistance and have an AVO laid and change the locks and not let somebody, and that might be their first step. For other women, they decide that it's more appropriate for them to pack their bags and make an exit strategy and to go and to stay with friends and loved ones. I really believe that community support is very, very important. So in planning an exit strategy, vulnerable people should be contacting and reaching out to community friends and community organisations as well. There's lots of strong communities in Sydney and people should be making contact with them. So form a plan. And then once you've formed a plan or even before you form a plan, seek advice from professional services to get information about the options that are available. So I would most certainly start with 1-800-RESPECT because the women on those hotlines speak to women that are trying to escape violence all day and every day. So they have really current, useful, helpful strategies for women when they're in crisis. I definitely encourage women to seek the assistance of their local community legal centre. Legal Aid may also be able to offer assistance to women in family violence situations, and you can drop into their offices or call their phone numbers to seek the legal options that are available. So is that an AVO? Is that going to the court and applying to an AVO? Is that applying for to the family court for orders in relation to children? There's so many options, and I think this is one of the challenges for women. There's a lot to do when you're escaping violence, and women often get overwhelmed with how to make their decisions or what they should do first because there's so much to organise. So it's a unique problem that the solution will be individual for each person, but getting help is absolutely the most important thing to try and do first.